29th of an attempt to do all 92 league grounds. And in fact, what will happen is it'll take so long to do them that people will get relegated and promoted in that time. So it's going to end up being probably over 100, because it'll probably take about, you know, 2 or 3 years by the time we finish. So I think it's Cheltenham and Tranmere that I need to include, and maybe the couple that got relegated the season before as well. So yeah, it's going to end up being a few more, but yeah, it didn't seem like much fun just to build them for the big clubs. It felt like a good idea to do all of them, really.
And what made you, in the first place, what made you sit there? And by the sounds of it, you've said we, so I'm guessing that there's more than just you, but what made you sit there one day and go, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start to build, even our ground, but I'm going to start to build one of the grounds in Lego.
Well, no, yeah, it's just me. It's just me working at the on the kitchen table. And it's just got to the stage in the last couple of months, actually, where the kitchen table is no longer big enough. So I'm about to move out to a little workshop. But I think it all came from where I think I was just looking on the internet really one day and saw some, I think it was American football or baseball stadiums, and made out of Lego. And I just kind of presumed that someone must have already done the Premier League ground, so I thought, oh, I'll have a look at them, because that would be quite cool to look at. And but then I was surprised to find that no one had done it, so I kind of decided I'd have a go. And Crystal Palace is my... I grew up a Crystal Palace fan because my dad's from Croydon, so I started with that, and it kind of went from there, really.
And for each ground that you make, is there a particular set time you've got to make each one, or is it a little bit more for some grounds and a little bit less for others?
Yeah, it can take you know, varying times, really. The trouble is, when you do the first one, you know, if it's kind of one you've not done before, it can, a lot of the time, when you're doing it, nothing's really happening apart from me looking at pictures and things, or because I do it all by trial and error, really. So it's kind of, you know, get some Lego and see what works, really. So it's difficult to do them to a set time, really. With the ones that have already been done on the website, I put, you know, it'd take about 5 or 6 weeks, really, to get it ready, which is, you know, a lead time, including, you know, kind of all the ones I've already got to do and how long it'll actually take.
You've said that you've done 29 of the grounds so far. Out of the 29, which one was the most difficult to do, and which one did you enjoy doing the most?
Well, I'm not just saying this, but I think Huddersfield probably was the most...
That is the right answer, Chris.
I think it was just... I think, you know, just obviously with the kind of the shape of it, really, it was... it took a bit of thinking about, really, and a bit of trial and error. But yeah, I think when you spend a lot of time on something like that, and you know, you put so much hours into it, really, you know, blood, sweat and tears, I think with that one, it you get kind of more out of it at the end, and you enjoy seeing the result. And yes, I'll be going to drop it off a bit later on today to the new owner, and it'll all be worth it when you know, get to see his face, and it gets to be enjoyed by someone rather than just being sat, you know, at my house. Because that's the point, really, is they're for people, they're not for me to keep, they're for my customers to enjoy.
And I know that you've mentioned that you're going to be having to do a couple of non-league grounds as well, the likes of Cheltenham and the likes of Tranmere. Would you be tempted to do maybe a couple more non-league grounds as well, maybe the likes of Guiseley, Harrogate Town? I mean, they're great grounds.
Yeah, I would definitely be. It's all about if people want them, really. You know, if people commission them. So if people commission them, I definitely do them. Because I moved to Halifax after university, so I lived there for a few years. So I would count myself as a Halifax fan now as well. Although I don't quite get to as many games I used to when I lived there. But so the Shea I'll be doing soon. But I need to try and convince my girlfriend that I can build the Shea for myself and have somewhere to keep it. But those negotiations aren't going very well at the moment, so maybe need another Halifax fan to contact me so I can do it. I've got an excuse to do it. I did one for Dulwich Hamlet FC, which is down in London, so they've got one at their grounds. That was quite a good one. And I think that's probably the only non-league one I've done so far. But like you say, it would work for any ground, I think. Just be a bit smaller.
Well, Chris, I think what you're doing is really creative. I think it's brilliant. For those who want to see more of what you do, Chris, or maybe somebody who's listening to this and wants their ground commissioned, where can we find you online?
They can go to the website, which is just brickstand.co.uk, or they can follow me on Twitter, which is just @brickstand, or they can send me an email, brickstand@yahoo.co.uk.